When I do not know what I want, I end up where I do not want to be. How about that? Isn't that like most of us are? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. When I do not know what I want, I end up where I do not want to be. One of the most difficult things in the world is to know what you want. I talk at seminars all over the world, and I tell people, if I gave you $1 million, and I told you, you had to tell me what you're going to do with that $1 million right now, in 30 seconds, could you do it? And so then I would say, all right, I'm giving you $1 million now, what are you going to do with it? I'm going to put it in the bank. I'm giving you $1 million, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to buy lots of stuff, you know. That's okay. Now I'm giving you $1 million. What are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to pay my mother's hospital bill, and I'm going to, you know, buy mother a house and do this and that. I'm going to give you $1 million. What are you going to do with it? You see, now, every one of them, it's a flake. It's nothing. There's no depth there. $1 million? I really have never thought. All right. I'm giving you $1 million. What are you going to do with it? Quick.
A house I buy.
Yeah, and that's about what you get for it, too. Now, I'm giving you $1 million. What are you going to buy?
Property and the house.
And I'm giving you $1 million. What are you going to buy?
Also a house.
And you?
A boat.
And you? And you?
A wardrobe.
And you?
Not yet. Nothing.
See, and she won't get it. Now, will Ellen get the house? No. Because Ellen has no interest in a house. Will Sylvia get the house and property? No. Sylvia has no interest in a house and property. She does not want to live somewhere else. She says she does, but she doesn't really. If she wanted to, she would have a place in mind. She would have a site in mind. Oh, I'd love to live in Arkansas, and I'd like to be in the hills there and have a little pond in my backyard and so on. You know, but no, she's not there at all. She has not even begun to think about her dream. You know, and Gertrude, well, yeah, a house, you know, yeah. But Gertrude doesn't want a house.
In the mountain.
Well, you mean a mountain cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a retreat place or a place to permanently live?
No, a retreat place.
A retreat place. You see what I mean? She doesn't want a house. She wants a summer place. You see?
Summer and winter.
You want to say, well, of course, but no, my term summer place is a place for vacations and a place for fun. Yeah. Okay, but you see, when you say a house, you mean presumably a home. And Ellen has no interest in a home. Sylvia has no interest in a home. You have no interest in a home. You have your little apartment, and you are just delighted with it. And you, and you, she wants a wardrobe. My goodness sake, she has no...
$1 million.
But she has a wardrobe right now that doesn't stop. Whatever she wants to do, she puts on, what shall I wear today out of my many pieces of clothing that I have, you know? And you see, when we don't know, if we don't dream, we cannot fulfill our dream. Now, what would you do if you had $1 million? Well, if I had $1 million, I would take all of my time and go on my spiritual path. I would go to all the spiritual centers around the world that I've heard about that sound so fascinating and so delightful. Not that I'm going to believe what they teach and so forth, but I want to feel what their vibrations are. And perhaps our vibrations are that too, and we haven't noticed it. And I want to, or maybe I want to walk my spiritual path. And I want to walk my spiritual path, and this way I don't have to be concerned about money. I have enough money to provide me with whatever things I need. And then here, this is a mother talking about, a mother with a grandson, a bunch of grandsons and a bunch of granddaughters. And not once did she say, I want to provide for my granddaughters and grandson. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Definitely not.
You see, definitely not. You see, now, what does she want to provide for? What do you want to provide for? What are you making yourself ready for? When I know what I want, I end up where I... When I do not know what I want, I end up where I do not want to be. When I know what I want, I end up where I want to be. Now, this is sort of just a reverse psychology there, but that's true. All of us are like this, and it's unfortunate. And I have given you that key, that clue over the years. I have said to you time and again in seminars, What would you do if I gave you $1 million? You say, well, that's blasé, you know. Okay. What would you do if I clicked my finger and you were spiritually illumined? What would you do?
I would be myself and have, I am myself and have fun.
But what would you do?
Oh, I would move from one place to the other and without.
See, right away, she's thinking of teleportation and levitation and all these things, you know.
Everything. I would be a snake, or a tiger, a cat, and I would.
But Ellen, if you are everything, if you are everything and you are conscious of it, then you're nothing.
No.
You see, you're not the allness whenever you're conscious of a particular thing.
No, but I am the allness and I'm aware of the particular thing.
What confusion.
No, everything is possible in life. There's no limitation.
Oh, yes, you may be aware of many things. I mean, you may be brilliant. You can be the CEO of a dozen great industries and you can have a generalized idea of what's going on in those industries. But are you aware of the nuances in each one? No.
I wouldn't,
yeah. Well, the thing is, then you don't want to be a tiger and a bear and a snake and a person, you know?
Yeah.
What, all right, now just playing the game for a moment, what is it that thrills you about being a tiger or a bear or a snake? Why would you want to be a tiger? Now, why don't you have your home? Why don't you have a lovely home in Palm Springs or in Santa Monica or something and overlooking the ocean or on the ocean, you know, and you have your boats out there and your yacht. You know, that's what I would think. You.
Oh, then I would rather have my island and be there with my
see, now we got an island. Now we have this.
Fruit trees with all the
if it is not number one in your mind, you can't have it.
Well, that is
because you are not living what it is you think you're living. What is number one for you? What is your dream? What is your goal? What is your desire? You'll never have it. You can't have it as long as you play games with it. You want to meditate quietly and think, what is it I'd really enjoy? What is it? What?
Laughter.
Well, I would say you are on a good start for that. You know, you're not a joke, but you are laughter. And what does laughter mean as far as Rhonda is concerned?
Happiness.
No. Laughter means that every circumstance that she experiences in life is, you might say happy, but is not laughable, but is something that brings her joy. Something that brings her laughter in her heart. And it's something that just makes her giggle, like Anita's always giggling, you know. It gives her a giggle right down to her toes, you know. And that's wonderful. Now, but after a while, that can get pretty old too, you know. Because can you imagine Santa? Ho, 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 24 hours of the day. That'd get a little old. Get a little old. You want to be a well-rounded, balanced, harmonious person who lives a life of peace and joy and fulfillment, who finds everywhere you look something super, something that's an expression of the divinity within you. I mean, those are great things. Mm-hmm. But you see, it means we have to think deeply. Every one of you at first said, if I had $1 million, my main objective would be to live in the relative world in the way that I'd like to live. And that is so silly. If you had $1 million, what could it do for you? If you each had $1 million, it would destroy you. It would destroy you because you'd try to figure out a way to use it to make it most beneficial. Now, if you took it and invested it so that it would bring you returns so that you could live comfortably, that's good. But would you do that? First, you say, well, I got $1 million. I can surely take $100,000 from there and do this and do that, you know. And pretty soon, there's no more $1 million. Mm-hmm. Can you visualize that that's just physical substance? Mm-hmm. If I said to you, here are three wishes, or even one wish, but here are three. If I had one wish, I wish that I had all the wishes I could want. But if I had three wishes, what would your wishes be? And you must think for yourself. But basically, they'd be all relative things. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be that I'm spiritually illumined. They wouldn't be that I am aware of my divinity. It wouldn't be, I know I am God, and as God, I am having a ball. Because you can be sure that our understanding of God, the creator of all, had a ball. Had a ball. Felix Eschbacher had a book in his bedside table, my bedside table there, that it was God creating Adam and Eve. And he couldn't figure out where to put Eve's bust, on her bottom or on her front, you know. And the angels were having a big discussion with him about where he should put the various parts of Eve. Adam was already done. And he didn't know what to do. And it was just a charming, stupid book. Because I'm sure that I would never create a confused God. I'm not a confused God myself, and I don't create a confused God in my world. And I don't create anybody in my world who is confused. I create everybody in my world who, when I do not know what I want, I end up where I do not want to be. I create everyone when I do know what I want, I end up where I want to be. When I do know what I want, I end up where I want to be. Well, think about these things. They're kind of fun. And we can have a lot of laughter out of it. We can have a lot of joy out of it. But, hey, just remember this one silly, silly little statement. I'm giving it to you right now. Do you want the golden egg or the goose that laid the golden egg? The golden egg is a limited amount of abundance. The goose is the unlimited source of all. Think about these things. They're lots of fun. Have a wonderful day. This is your thought for today from God Unlimited University of Healing. I love you. I love you. I love you.